Good day, I'm Ann Dewey, James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, March 28. Coming up, cell phone jammers restored at Tower Street Correctional Facility. Senate approves appropriation bill and Portland fire stations to be upgraded. The details after the break.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
C-Sex study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.
Now the news. State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says a special technology task force established by the ministry has restored and optimized two cell phone jammers at the Tower Street Adult Correctional Center to block incoming and outgoing calls from the facility. The move forms part of efforts to boost security in the nation's correctional facilities. This is the first in a series of interventions by the task force, which will carry out further assessments throughout the correctional institutions. Senator Charles Jr. says the technology task force is swiftly implementing a strategy that will identify more modern technology for phased rollout in all the correctional institutions. Audits are to be conducted in all correctional facilities across the island under Phase 2 of an electronic monitoring program. Additionally, CCT surveillance systems in the correctional facilities are being assessed to reduce and eliminate security risks in the nation's 11 adult correctional and juvenile facilities. Among the other key security measures to be implemented are the installation of X-ray scanning machines at the Tower Street and St. Catherine Adult Correctional Centers and the Horizon Adult Remand Center, as well as metal detectors and new entry management protocols. The Senate has approved the Appropriation Act 2017, authorizing the government to spend the $710 billion earmarked for expenditure in the 2017-18 fiscal year. The bill, which stipulates how the funds are to be allocated to the various services and purposes of the government, was approved following extensive debate in the Senate on March 24. Much of the debate was centered on the government's strategy to increase the personal income tax threshold to $1.5 million, which signifies a shift from direct to indirect taxation. Leader of Government Business, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, who piloted the bill, highlighted the benefits of the new income tax threshold, noting that the new measure has already delivered increased disposable income for approximately 200,000 taxpayers. The bill was approved in the House of Representatives. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says steps will be taken in the new fiscal year to refurbish the facilities at the Buff Bay and Port Antonio fire stations in Portland, this following a recent tour of the public facilities in the parish. He says the improved stations will expand services to residents in eastern Jamaica while helping to boost the morale of the officers.
I must say I'm grossly disappointed at the conditions of the Buff Bay fire station. The men and women who work there should not be subjected to the kind of conditions that I experience, and I have moved to take steps to correct it.
The ministry will also provide additional computers and accommodation at the station. The minister has also lauded the firefighters of Buff Bay and Port Antonio for their continued dedication and commitment despite their resource challenges. And Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says housing allocations will be done in a manner that is equitable to all Jamaicans. During 2017-18, the National Housing Trust will begin construction of almost 6,000 housing solutions across Jamaica and provide loans for mortgages totaling $28.6 billion. Dr. Chang says the government, through the NHT, is taking bold steps to ensure that housing solutions are more accessible to all Jamaicans, especially in rural communities.
And we're ensuring not only in terms of the selection of where houses go, they are accessed by the contributors, but that the actual construction of housing is done in a manner that is said, you get your money's worth.
The minister says the government will also put in the necessary institutional framework to prevent price hikes to NHT contributors. Dr. Chang was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for a National Housing Trust NHG project in Shrewsbury, Westmoreland on March 24. That was JIS News. I'm Ann Dewey, James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.